Welcome to Live, Behind the Veil, an atmosphere where men and women of God speak His word to this age and bring His kingdom to this earth. Do you have ears to hear and eyes to see what God is doing in this hour? Let us join our host and the family's conversation as the Holy Spirit is unfolding the word behind the veil.
You don't necessarily find every answer in a book somewhere.
Right.
If the Holy Spirit doesn't show you, then you don't have the answer. You can't have the answer.
If you're reading books, those books could have been inspired by the Holy Spirit. But that doesn't mean anything to you if you don't have the Holy Spirit.
Correct.
And if you have the Holy Spirit will show you something out of that book that you can use. And it may just be for a day or a week or a year. And it may evolve, and it probably will evolve. There's no way to get around it. You know, it's funny. The human nature wants to squirm out of this need to be under the Lordship of Jesus Christ and the need to have the Holy Spirit. You can't squirm out of it.
No.
There's no way around it.
It's giving up of yourself. That's why.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's having to give up of your own self. And they don't want to do that. They're afraid to do that. Because who are they going to be if they give up themselves? Who are they going to be?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You don't lose your life?
Unless you lose your life for my sake, you'll never have it.
True.
You know, it's amazing. Linda and I were close to two young girls that started out 18, 19 years old, graduating from college. And we followed them the next years through their master's degree and their studying and into their doctorates. And both of them received their doctorates with flying colors, magna cum laude, and all this kind of stuff. And something that was interesting that I observed, one girl went to, and these were in relatively similar disciplines, but they went for their master's degree, and they were taught by other people who had master's degrees. She did have a counselor who was a doctor in that particular discipline. Okay, they got their master's degree. They're going for their doctorate. In the doctorate program, they had, again, a counselor, and a lot of their teachers were doctors themselves or specialists in the field. And what that did, they got a degree, but their education, and this is my observation, their education did not exceed those who taught them. So
right.
They were actually restrained by the people who had gone on before them, and their education came to that point. And then after they've got that doctorate degree, they take that shingle and they go out and they're doing the same thing that they learned from the people who didn't take it to another level. And I really believe that the Holy Spirit has been on our side for a long time. It's just there has not been that many people who, after they got that doctorate degree, would say, I want more. I don't have enough education. Now, you can say from a natural standpoint, that's what research is all about. And so I've got a doctorate in this discipline. Now I'm doing all this research, and I'm finding out new things. And that parallels what we do in the spirit realm. We do research. Father, show me.
Yep.
Father, lead me.
Yep.
We go to the Lord. We go to the Holy Spirit to teach us. And there's been a lot of wonderful things come out of those people who said, I don't have enough. And I can name names, Madame Curie and different ones who changed whole lives, whole cultures, in a wonderful thing that they had. And I believe that was from God. But it boils down to God brings forth those who ask. If your question is honest, if your question is not for your own gain, what happens is when God creates a man and he can put within him an answer. You go back and you look at some of the great people that provided real things for mankind. They were humble people.
Yep.
They were a lot of minorities. George Washington Carver, mm-hmm. Madame Curie, a woman. In that day, they were used of God. And as men and women going into the kingdom, we're creating this day, this age, because we're willing to humble ourselves. We're willing to listen.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's interesting how people of today look at people of yesterday. The smart scientists of today, you know, you think of Sheldon in the Big Bang Theory. He's so smart, he's no earthly good, first off. They compare and they say Einstein was not that smart. They say, you know, Maxwell wasn't that smart, or Tesla didn't do this right or that. You know what? They're looking at it from today and today's benefits from them. Those guys started with nothing. They had nothing. And they created a world that we live in. But you look at it today and it's like, oh, there's so much better stuff now. Well, yeah, but it wouldn't have happened had he not created that. Mm-hmm. And that's where people have a fallacy, where the arrogance of today is so strong because they cannot put themselves in the place of what took place in the yesteryear time frame. Those people, many of them very much led of the Lord to give us things that would be beneficial. Well, anything created by man is going to end up being detrimental. But the heart of the Lord is that it was supposed to be beneficial. Mm-hmm. Einstein with his E equals MC squared, supposed to benefit mankind. Yeah, the atomic bomb was not supposed to come out of that. I don't know how many people realize he spent many years trying to correct that. He thought for every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction. So there has to be an answer to be corrective for that. He obviously didn't get there, but we don't want to look based on where we are now. It's just like, you know, anything. You take anything in history, the wagon trains going across, you know, well, took them several months, and here, you know, you can do it in 2 days if you really try. You know, so you can't base yesterday's knowledge and yesterday's achievements based on today's revelations and what we know today. I love looking at some of the historical things, but I want to see it how the Lord wants to show me. What is the Lord saying about it? That's what I care about.
Our education is based upon doubt.
Yep.
You know how it was growing up in the 60s? Question everything. Doubt everything. Make them prove it.
Look at hypothesis and theory.
Yep.
That's how our current culture learned. And what they learned mostly didn't do them any good. Have we advanced culture? No.
No.
We're in worse shape than they were 100 years ago.
Yep.
I don't know of any time in recorded history that this thing we call culture, our life, the world, has been so screwed up. And you can say, well, look at Roman Empire. Yeah, but now you're talking just a small part of the world. We're talking about what's happened to the whole world. There's not a person in this world hardly left, unless he lives in a jungle of Southeast Asia or Philippines or Africa, who hasn't heard of all the coming problems that we're going to have and all the heard of the coronavirus. They got people in Africa wearing masks and then going in their house, and it's a hut with grass on the roof. It's just amazing what we've done to ourselves. And
yeah.
Boy, are we positioned. And this is the thing I ask God, when's enough? Are we as bad as we're going to get, and you're satisfied? Will you turn things around? I'm like Ezekiel, thou knowest.
Yep.
And then I listen. Tell me, Lord. I'm ready to listen. And that's not a joke.
I think that's our heart, our intercession for the world, is that they would listen.
Yep.
They would come to a place realizing how corrupt the world's become in its motivations and its beliefs, its perceptions, and the proof's in the pudding. Mm-hmm. All you got to do, if you open your eyes and look where the world's at, and you can blame everybody and blame everything, doesn't change the facts of where the world's at. It's really, really in trouble. But it's because of the attitude of man. As long as he thinks he's going to find an answer, it ain't going to happen, folks. It's going to be the people that humble themselves before the Lord, take on the Holy Spirit, and let him lead us.
Experiencing the impartation of God's word through his family is life. Has this time in his presence blessed you? Then please subscribe to our podcast at livebehindtheveil.com. If you would like to contact the family with questions or topics that you would like discussed, you can email them to livingepistles@livebehindtheveil.com. Stay connected, tuned in, and grow with the family as the Lord unveils his word to us live behind the veil.